Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about coming up here tonight. Your calls are the primary element, if you make them. And Gardner Goldsmith joining us again from LibertyConspiracy.com. Gardner, always good.
Hey,
having you here.
Thank you.
And we were talking about something right before the show started, and I wanted to make sure our listeners got an update on this. And that is the video footage from what happened here in Keene, New Hampshire on Friday. I think it was Friday when we went out to this thing. There was one of those, what was supposedly a town hall session. One of these propaganda days where the government agent, the government so-called representative or senator was supposed to speak to people and, you know, answer their questions about the government health care plan that they're looking at shoving down everyone's throats. And that's kind of how this was advertised. Turned out the senator wasn't actually going to be there. One of her underlings was going to be there. And turns out they decided to not have a town hall session or any sort of open public session, but instead private sessions. And they claimed this is what they'd always intended to have happen, even though there's evidence that...
Revisionist history and
stuff. Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
So the activists, the liberty activists here in the Keene area showed up, I'd say about 8 to 10, maybe 12, I'm not sure, a bunch of folks showed up on very short notice because we found out the morning of, and there were video cameras there. I had one, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network had one, and Sam and Meg have put together some really fantastic videos from the footage that we had of exactly how this woman, who was supposed to be representing Senator Jean Shaheen, was behaving. She was so rude. She was so obnoxious. She, on one hand, said that she was going to meet with people. She was going to meet with constituents. And then, on the other hand, when the time, the opportunity came up for her to meet with us, she refused to.
That's
so
amazing.
The phone, we had Jean Shaheen's office on the phone from Washington, D.C. They told us this was supposed to be a public meeting open to individuals who, now, you know, they were trying to restrict it to just one individual at a time, but they wouldn't even let Sam in to talk to this woman. And Sam lives in Keene.
And so, these are public officials whose salaries are being paid by the extortion of the government,
yes,
by taking people's money.
Well, these people are being sent in by shadowy Republican groups proposing to be grassroots activists.
Not me.
That's
incredible.
That's what they're saying, though, on the Democrat talk show.
I remember,
that's what they're trying to get, you know, the Democrat back supporters and stuff. That's what they're trying to get them to believe.
I don't follow orders, so certainly I'm not denying.
Certainly not from the Republicans.
That may be happening somewhere, but it's not happening here in Keene, New Hampshire. I can tell you.
Well,
that.
I tell you, you know, your experience with Jean Shaheen, to sort of pull it away from that for just a minute, I just want to tell you, I'm so glad you're bringing that particular person up. And this is more personality oriented, but she is, you know me, I get along with pretty much everybody, you know. I'm a really outgoing, gregarious guy. I despise Jean Shaheen. I loathe Jean Shaheen. Jean Shaheen, in my opinion, is one of the most nasty, uncouth, pure, just vicious people I've ever met, and she's surrounded by those people. So,
yes,
you know,
so if she's anything like a representative,
right,
I've never
right.
met Jean Shaheen, but
yes.
I certainly met this woman, Pam Slack.
That's exactly right. And it's not so much a commentary about government and politics in general, which we often do on your program, but in this specific instance, this is an example, and I'm sure other people in their whatever constituency groups in their states have experienced the same sort of things with politicians out there.
Sure.
This shows you the rise of the corrupt. These people are pure, intellectually corrupt people, and they do not want to hear anything you've got to say.
They're better than you, Gardner.
Oh, absolutely.
They know more. They're smarter. they're educated, they're better. And they, whether all that's true or not, I don't know, but they seem to believe it.
Oh, and demonize the deliverers. For example, what Mark was mentioning, what you're talking about, it started up last week, the beginning of the week. We started to hear about these videos about Arlen Specter being booed down, of all places. And you know me, the Constitution is not a document that's going to really protect my freedom. We've shown that. But of all places, he's down there with Obama's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, and people start asking questions. All this stuff is available on YouTube, and this is what these people can't stand. It's all available now, and so they've tried to do these things for years. I was at a Nightline supposed town hall where they pre-selected the questions before the show, and they set the whole thing up to make it look like it was spontaneous,
right.
And it wasn't. It's all bogus. It's
that's
a left-wing show, and that's the way the politicians do it, but they can't
it's
get away
more
with
difficult.
It now.
It's getting more difficult.
So they try to exclude you guys, and just the very first day I saw that, I'm like, this is awesome.
There's not even a veneer of legitimacy at this point.
Yeah.
Well, there is still a veneer of legitimacy.
Not with this particular instance. You can see the video footage. I wanted
you
to bring this up.
You can choose to say to yourself, if you are just a brainwashed Democrat, you can choose to say to yourself, these people are organized by some Republican organization that proposes to be grassroots.
Or just
they're paid.
Bad.
The activists.
Uncivil. There's no dialogue.
People that want to deprive people of their rights. To health care.
Sure,
that nonsense.
You can make some cover story up. I understand that if you're in real deep, but if you look at the way some politicians behave, which is with a little bit of tact, I'm not saying they're any less despicable, but they are at least more able to sculpt the situation in their favor. Whereas this woman, and I'm sure there are many like her, and some of the stories you're talking about, some of the footage we're seeing from across the country. She knows she has no answers, so she doesn't even want to attempt to dodge the questions. She's not that good.
Absolutely. Like
There's one guy here
she
in the city.
She wouldn't have been in if it wasn't for Sununu voting for the bailout. Socialism brought us
no, I'm talking
socialist.
About the representative of just the underling. She doesn't know what she's going to do, so she wants to avoid the entire situation. You contrast her to somebody like City Manager John McLean here in Keene, New Hampshire. He is the slickest politician I have ever come across, and I haven't come across too many of them, but he is so smooth. He can just, you can ask him a question and he can just prattle off and just talk your ear off and just smooth and nice about it. And I'm not saying that that's great and everything. It's just he's better at handling a situation like that than this woman who storms out of an office, who makes nasty faces at cameras. I mean,
let me ask you guys this. Going from this specific instance, and people outside the area maybe haven't met you, but listen to the program, maybe hear about some of the people that they know are working in New Hampshire and the freedom movement. And I it fills my heart to hear about all these things outside of the state, and to know that you guys are doing this is fantastic. Now, you take it outside this instance, and you say, what are they saying about these people who are going to these meetings? They're saying, as we discussed, disruptive, uncivil, they're against the democratic process. They are attacking the politicians. And I would just ask anybody, when they hear that, please consider adding this to your response. First of all, they're not dictated by any corporate giant that's beaming mental images into their heads. These are spontaneous outgrowths of people who are really ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
Second, to say that these people are the aggressors, to say that they are the ones who are attacking the people who are in government, just ask the question, who are the ones who are initiating the action? It's very clear. The politicians. They're the ones who are proposing these bills to regulate my neighbor's life.
Mm-hmm.
I am going out and speaking in defense of my neighbor. If the people who lived in the 1760s and 1770s in Boston and some of the other major cities, Baltimore and New York, if they had talk radio back then and some of the media outlets that they have, would they have had people like Governor Jean Shaheen of, let's say she was a royal governor, and her representatives out there saying, well, it is just so uncouth that people should be speaking out against the soldiers that are being posted in their homes. How dare they? If these people recognize at least the spirit of those revolutionaries at the time, they would shut their mouths and say, you know what, I'm not going to insult the intelligence of people who are doing what the people way back when started as a tradition.
Plus, they're just making crap up, too, about how disruptive we are being. I don't know about the rest of the places around the country, but here in Keene, we actually waited our turn to go in, and then she shut the whole event down and storms out. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Garg.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. It's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You want your best chance at liberty in your lifetime? It's right here in New Hampshire amongst hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-loving people who've all gotten together for the explicit purpose of actually doing something to achieve freedom. It's an amazing movement full of the best activists I have ever come across, and there are more moving every single day. Just met a brand new mover here to the Keene area over the weekend, as a matter of fact.
It's not hard to find them. They seem to show up every week.
Plus, we had these weekly meetings, social meetings out here in Keene. We had probably five people just from the area who are not Free Staters or related to Free Staters just show up to kind of check things out yesterday. So it's really a movement that's starting to take hold. It's making a difference. There's activism all over the place in the political realm, in the not-so-political realm, and it's a lot of fun. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more and get on board. freestateproject.org. So we're talking about these town halls that continue to be disruptive, or people continuing to be so-called disruptive at the town halls by the people that are holding the town hall events. They're shutting people out. They're shutting the events down. They're completely changing the formats. They're changing the formats here in New Hampshire. I'm not sure what's going on the rest of the country, but because somebody showed up with a video camera and a handful of activists showed up with signs at one event, they completely changed the format at that point and made it a private event where individuals can come and talk to the person that's supposedly, you know, sort of repping the government health care plan. But even when we showed up with our video cameras and wanted to, even playing by their rules, they still shut the event down. They actually shut it down completely. Gardner, you were watching some of the footage, which is now available at freekeen.com, obscuredtruth.com, of course. Put it together. It's also available there. But if you just go to freekeen.com, there's parts one and two. It's just down the page a little bit. You'll see what happened to us on Friday afternoon, and it was amazing. I mean, this woman was supposedly taking people in individually. We stood there and waited while she took a lady in. That lady came out. Brooke from the Freedom Ride went in. 1 minute later, the lady who was supposedly repping the government health plan storms out of the office, and Brooke says she won't answer my questions. Now, she claims that was because Brooke wasn't from Keene. She was visiting, but, you know, that's a pretty crappy excuse.
That's very uncouth of
but
her.
But Sam was there waiting in line after Brooke, and she wouldn't let Sam come into the office. She shut down the entire event for the rest of the day.
She had a room full of people sitting there that were from Keene, although she may have chosen the little girl to talk to at that point. You know, she then shut it down so nobody from Keene could talk to
her. Isn't it fascinating, you guys? I was on the phone with Glenn Jacobs, Keene. You know Glenn. Everybody in the freedom movement knows Glenn.
He's a wrestling superstar.
A wrestling superstar, intellectual giant, physical giant, great guy, you know. And I was on the phone with Glenn. I called him last week. We had some lunch, and then I called him the next day, and he had to leave out fly out of Logan Airport. So I give him a call, and I'm like, "Hey, Glenn, how you doing?" And this will show you, this is a perfect example of how they tried to flip everything. He says, "Oh, I'm doing great, Gard." He goes, "Hey, dude, can I call you back, buddy?" And I said, "Yeah, sure thing." He goes, "I see Barney Frank going by."
I heard about that.
Exactly. So he calls me back.
Barney Frank is a politician.
Congressman from Massachusetts, one of the leaders in this health care, ridiculous fascist overhaul of things, one of the main people behind giving even more power to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and he's been holding up the audit, the Fed bill. Hmm. And so Glenn calls me back, and he says, "Guard, that was amazing." And I said, "What happened?" He says, "Well, I asked him," and that exchange is now published over at lewrockwell.com. He wrote about it, and he said, "I asked him why he was holding up H.R. 1207 or whatever the number is, and he said, well, what is that?" He said, "Well, that's the audit of the Fed bill." He goes, "Well, I'm not holding that up. We're working on that, though, right now." And so anyway, Glenn says, "Well, you know, I certainly hope you are, because I'm very concerned." And Frank turns to me and goes, oh, you got a chip on your shoulder about this. And he just walks away. And Glenn was nothing but courteous. He shook his hand and said, you know, I'm interested in this. And
he could have put him in a headlock. I mean,
I can't say that Glenn, you know, he's just big. He has a chip on his shoulder just by looking at him because he's a big guy.
But you look at this woman and
Jean
Shaheen's little...
Some people are threatened just by people's size.
Yeah, but you know, it's so funny because Glenn's not the one who has a chip on his shoulder about it. Barney Frank is the one who has a chip on her. It's a defensive chip, and that's what the Shaheen people were like with you guys.
You know the old saying, don't point your finger at somebody because there's four pointing back at you. I mean, that's what it's going on there.
I don't know. As if it weren't bad enough that this woman would not meet with Sam, who does live in Keene and is therefore a constituent.
Sure.
He not only should not meet with him, but by that point, another lady had shown up who has no ties whatsoever to the group of activists.
Yeah.
She was from a local charity called Monadnock Family Services, which deals with the mentally ill, basically. And she had canceled her appointments for the day
just so she
could come to this event and talk to the representative of the senator. Wow. And the woman would not meet with her.
Incredible. I saw that. People have really got to go to freekeen.com or go to obscuretruth.com,
either way.
It's just because it's hilarious to see this woman grabbing her stuff and walking away. And you guys are awesome. Both you and Sam are right out there. And you're like, what's her name? Pam? Pat?
Pam.
Pam? Pam. And she's walking away and you got the camera.
Or she would say it, Pam.
Oh, and I have to tell you, again, this strikes a personal chord because I've experienced this with people when she was a former governor here. And it's not just... I know we don't want to just concentrate on the personality behind this, Jean Shaheen.
I agree.
But this is happening all over the place. And you would say to yourself, look, if these people really have such a great argument, then I would think that they'd feel happy to call people in groups of three or four and say, hey, bring your cameras in. I'll show you our case. We'll have a conversation.
I was going to say
they should be confident in the fact that they'd have enough of their people to come in. They don't have to think it's some conspiracy to get the video out there and have some grassroots thing. Their people can do grassroots videos, too.
Right.
What the heck? And they could have them come in and talk about how great it is.
You can find people to talk about the free market, whether they're libertarians or patriot, whatever. Whatever it is that they decide to label themselves, you can get them to talk to you all day long about their issues. You can't get these people to talk about their issue. Why? Because they want to jam it down people's throats. They want to jam it down in the dark of night so they can't, like cockroaches, they run from light.
Or video cameras in this particular case.
That's what the light is to politicians. Yeah.
Exactly. And as Andrew Napolitano has said, it's the new gun. This is something that activists around the country, you can do this with just a handful of people. You don't need the Free State Project, though it certainly would be a good idea to move here.
Sure.
But you can, Sam and I, we just had two cameras, and it was just us for a little while in there before some of the other activists showed up. Obviously, numbers help, so the more you have, the better. But if you've got the opportunity to go to some event like this, bring your video camera along, bring some tough questions along. I actually didn't have any questions. I wasn't intending to do anything but be there as a member of the media, and I wasn't allowed in any way, shape, or form. So, 800-259-9231. I just wanted to let people know about the video. Both of them are up. They're online. You can see them at obscuretruth.com, also freekeen.com. It's on the blog there as well. So make sure you take a look at those. Pass them on to some of your friends, because I think it's some pretty persuasive footage that really shows these people have something to hide. More is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. They include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you just need to click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website for free. Going back for an entire year, by the way. That's freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. As we take your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the amp line. Hey, Gene.
Well, hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind today? Yes, sir.
I wanted to, the other day, talk to you about bubonics, but I didn't quite get through because of the end of the hour, so I'm going to try it now.
Bubonics.
Bubonics. That's bubonics? What they call... Huh?
What is bubonics?
That's what they call the way black people talk.
I think that's... You know, wasn't that ebonics? Ebonics?
Was it ebonics?
Ibonics,
Ubonics,
Bionics,
I forgot.
$6 million man. Okay. I don't know. Okay, it's been a while since I've heard the term.
Yeah, it's Ebonics.
It's Ebonics. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Go ahead, Gene.
Whatever it is, it's one of those. Anyway,
and it's not all black people that that speak Ebonics, by the way. That's a bit of collectivism there, Gene.
And yeah, wasn't it some sort of like a professor coined the term for people, the certain, I don't know, it was like a sociological thing that he was trying to come up with or something.
A cultural dialect.
Yeah, cultural dialect.
Yeah.
It is an extremely unusual event, because only in the United States do you see black people under some kind of a peer pressure, I guess, to speak a different dialect than the white people. Because if you go to places like England and you talk to a black man, he talks like every other Englishman there. You can't tell them if they were on the telephone, you would never know you're talking to a black man. The same is true with black men in France. I would suppose that pretty much every world.
There are people in cultural groups that talk a certain way because that's where they were brought up. I mean, if you're down south, you'll find people with a, you know, a redneck drawl on their voice.
Ain't allowed.
But it's not every southerner, and this is not every black person either.
It's not every black people. You find that most of the black people who have been college educated or so, they will lose that. Now, I have a person that I know who is a black single mother, and she has a daughter who's 10. Now, she does not speak Ebonics or Bubonics or whatever it's called, but strangely enough, her 10-year-old daughter does. So when we see her daughter, we hear this kind of talk, you know, that definitely identifies her as a black person. But her mother, if you talk to her on the phone, you probably wouldn't think that she was a black person. And I think it's kind of strange and unusual. And I was wondering what you think the social pressure is that causes black people to feel, I think they kind of feel an obligation that they have to talk differently than white people.
Well, we don't want to draw it out too far. My experience is unique in a way. I went to Boston University and had a psychiatry professor who she tried to show how there are certain dialects or certain sounds that arise that, you know, are just natural. And she said, she wrote down A-S-K-E-D, and she said, okay, and she asked a black guy to get up in the crowd. And, you know, I don't want us to stray too far into sociological broad brushing here, you know, but, you know, it's whatever. It's a matter of, I don't know, curiosity, I guess. I really don't think too much about it. But yeah, I was just going to say, he said axed, you know, and so she said, well, that just goes to show you.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I just saw Bill Cosby on Saturday night, and Cos has been really great in trying to get people who are African-American and I don't know, other types of dark-skinned people who might come from wherever, not African, but to sort of stand up in the inner city and take responsibility and get involved with business and do better in their lives. And I would think that one would want to speak the English language better, whether he is a white person, a Hispanic person, a black person, or whatever. So
allow me to weigh in on this, Gene, just as to speculate as the person who's in the room here that was most recently in the government education system. When I was in the government education system or indoctrination camp, it was cool to be stupid.
Great point.
That was, and it wasn't for black people. It was for everybody that was in the school. It was cool to be stupid. That was kind of the encouraged thing. Obviously, it wasn't explicitly encouraged. Right. It wasn't encouraged by the staff of the school explicitly, but amongst the young people at the school.
Those were the results, and one has to wonder why. Yeah.
And you know, there are things that are very annoying to me about the way young white people speak. How about the prolific use, incorrect use of the term "like"? If you listen to a lot of young people, it's now even spreading to adults. It's been spread to adults for a while, but it's really bad amongst young people.
It's like a phenomenon that's like important in our society,
or like something, you know? Or something like.
Anyway,
yeah.
I was pointing out that it's a rather unique American phenomenon, because I even know of an instance in China where there's a black sports star, and I can't remember what sport he's in, but he's on a lot of billboards in China, which is kind of unusual because Chinese people are really prejudiced against blacks. But anyway, this guy's big time in China.
Talk about painting with a broad brush.
Yeah.
No, it's true. The Chinese people will tell you that. But anyway, he's pretty popular in China because he's a sports figure, and he speaks perfect Chinese. He can, and Chinese is one that's a tonal language. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were going to have a problem with some kind of genetic thing for pronunciation, Chinese would be the language where it would show up, believe me, because every language has a tonal
obviously
form.
It's not genetic. I mean, obviously, to me, I mean, look at you were talking about Great Britain. I mean, you've got Cockney over there, which is just the dumbest sounding thing.
Just a minute ago, your co-host was saying
he's
going
to get after you.
that this teacher, professor, had somebody come up and the black person said axe. Like they were saying it was kind of a phononic thing or something having to do with, I don't know what.
What was the point you were making with that, Gardner, when you...
Well, you know, I just... And again,
like
you know...
a genetic argument to me.
Well, first, Gene, I don't really know where you're the final destination is of this exploration because, you know, unfortunately...
Well, I think it's cultural.
Well, you know, whatever.
I think you're right.
And it could be, you know, and if... I don't know. But, you know, these cultural differences, usually you don't have too much of a problem if you are all put into a competitive marketplace. People tend to do pretty well in various ways. But when you get a government system that inculcates this sort of thing or lets it slide and doesn't educate people to try to learn how to operate outside of their particular cultural particular culture, you're in trouble. So I don't know the final destination of it. But as far as that professor goes, she was just trying to tell us that, you know, we have to look outside our cultures and recognize that there are relative ways to do things, and she was trying to use it as a springboard for relative morality and things like
that. England is similar to the U.S. in that they had slavery and so on and so forth, yet somehow the blacks in England don't have this cultural difference as far as the language goes. So it's kind of strange, and I was just...
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. How many blacks in England have you met?
Several.
Are there Cockney blacks in England?
Yeah. I think there are, yeah.
Okay, so how do you explain Cockney? I mean, after all these years, well, don't you think that it would make more sense to speak more eloquently? But no, it's still there. How do you explain the Southern drawl? It's still there. It's just one of those things that gets passed down.
Yeah.
But a Southern drawl is a territorial thing. But you'll find that the black language, this black...
Will you find that? Are you speculating?
Language.
I'll tell you that there's differences in the way northern blacks and southern blacks and western blacks talk. Having been in prison with a great deal of black people over time, you really got to see this. And they would often single each other out as being from different places because of the way they spoke.
Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight.
You know, and within those subgroups, you would find people that spoke differently, just depending on how they were raised or how they chose to speak.
And again, you know, I don't know where this takes you other than giving fodder to people who's like, oh, you're talking about racial differences. I don't care.
I think you've handled this appropriately, and I think what would be more appropriate is if somebody is black and listening to the show will call in with their comments.
Yeah. Nothing worse than a bunch of white people talking about blacks.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Your thoughts about anything. Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 to...
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live on a voluntary basis, all you need to do is shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the purchase that you make. Whether it's used or brand new, we get a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, there is a story that is just, it's just so sad. In fact, there are two of them. And it's just sad when old people get hurt in general. But when old people are hurt by the police,
oh boy,
it's even worse.
Sure, they've been paying for them all their lives.
And, yeah,
you know, here's their investment coming home to roof.
Right, and a lot of them probably got to a number of them probably got to their elderly age and relatively had an uneventful life with dealing with the cops. You know, not really having to been arrested by them before in the past. Now to find that they're violent thugs after all these years of probably supporting them, unwittingly supporting them, thinking they were the nice boys in blue that were there to protect them. When in point of fact, they end up being the ones that harmed them toward the end of their life. I mean, how traumatic can it be to be taken down to the pavement at the age of 84 years old?
I can't imagine. You'd be lucky not to break something.
Exactly.
And they don't knit when you're that old.
These cops are not being cautious. They're not being careful. And I could understand if you actually had some sort of old person in a store doing something that is violent or dangerous.
Gun,
I could understand. Knife. Yeah, I could understand doing what you need to do, but neither of these two cases call for such a response. And so I'll just share these with you, and you can think what you want about them. From the Raw story. On the night of August 1st, and this brought to you by Prison Planet, on the night of August 1st at a Whitehall, Ohio Walmart, Virginia Dodson couldn't remember why she was sitting alone in a car. Coming to grips with her enclosed environment, it dawned on her that she didn't know how to unbuckle her seatbelt either. Panic. began to take hold.
Oh, boy.
Her solution was to scrounge up a steak knife and cut through the straps, eventually finding her way into the confusing world of the parking lot, still wielding the blade. See, Virginia, an 84-year-old African-American, has Alzheimer's disease. Like many other sufferers, the responsibility for her care fell to her adult child.
Happens.
Her daughter, however, at the time was inside the store. It was only a short matter of time before the police were called. As she wandered the parking lot calling her daughter's name, she was approached by a white female officer who clearly ordered her to drop the weapon. She did not. What happens next was captured on video and uploaded that same night to YouTube by user Maintain187, who says on camera as the scene escalates, "We gotta get real footage of this S. Ha ha." And so, you know, then you can watch it. And indeed, this woman takes the 84-year-old woman to the ground. A witness to the scene, one Tanya Beatty, quoted by the local NBC affiliate station, said she didn't even ask her to drop the knife, which isn't true. She did. But the woman told her when the cop came charging at her, she said, "I'm not going to cut you. I'm not going to cut you." She was just calling her daughter's name out. So it's not like the woman was menacing someone with a knife. She's wandering aimlessly through a parking lot holding a knife in her hand. While the video contradicts Beatty's statement the officer said nothing about the knife, the use of force against an obviously frail woman is apparent. As the video progresses, a noisy scene develops around the officers as the confused old woman lays on the ground bleeding. Beatty, again quoted by NBC, says there was about to be a riot in front of Walmart. Another alleged witness wrote that the woman was swinging a knife at people. When the police arrived, she wouldn't drop the knife, so the police officer took her down, and the lady also assaulted a kid by hitting him, which sparked a crowd of people outside anyway. During the video, a male... Now, that was just a comment on YouTube, so there's no way to verify that was true. During the video, a male police officer can be heard shouting at the crowd, "We're not going to hurt her, step back." Moments later, an unseen male asks, "What would you do if someone slammed your mother to the ground?" The narrator adds Officer Fullerton of the Whitehall Police Department. He picked up a phone and called someone, then continued, "Yeah, I'm out here, sitting here watching these police beat up an 80-year-old lady, man. Yeah, you know this is going on the news tonight. I've got the news footage." Police declined to press charges against the woman, who was released back into her daughter's custody. The daughter and her mother needed stitches to close the wounds, and her hand may have been broken.
Wow.
What else do you need to say about this? They took an old woman to the ground because she was carrying a knife in the parking lot and she wouldn't drop it when the cop demanded it. Was that the appropriate way to respond? Was this old 84-year-old woman going to suddenly jump into a knife-fighting stance against the cop and slash her throat out?
You would think that that anyone would be able to disarm an 84-year-old woman.
Anyone with training, police training?
Absolutely.
A frail Alzheimer's patient. You'd think so. I don't know whether she was swinging the knife at people.
Watch the video footage.
You know, it's
she's standing there, like, aimlessly kind of wandering.
Yeah, you know, oftentimes you hear about these cases and people bring up various variants. So, well, they say, well, was she big? Was she a big woman? Was she looking frail? What did she weigh? What was her appearance? And oftentimes I hear these on the radio and I say, look, you know, that's not the point. Get to the issue. And this is one of these instances where we who recognize the inefficiency, the illegality, the immorality of government, we would say there's another way to do that, this that is better, and people will be held liable for making these types of mistakes. It is through private markets, not through this government system. So even here, we all, you know, people on end up debating the little nuances here. Well, you know, I don't know, I wasn't there, so you got to give the pass to the cop on hand. She's trying to protect other people. Well, I don't know, you know, my dad was 84, he had Alzheimer's disease, I wouldn't want him thrown to the ground.
The video short circuits all that.
Yeah,
the video
exactly.
Short circuits all of the speculation about what really happened.
What happened?
Right. It was my understanding, and I'm sure our law enforcement officer listeners can call and correct me, but it was my understanding that the police are only allowed to use the amount of force that's necessary. Commensurate, something that is either up to or just above the level that is being used against them. And this woman did not attack the policewoman. There was no one that was attacked by her.
Incredible.
She was not even nearby anyone else. Obviously, if someone's carrying a knife, you probably want to stay away from that person. So there wasn't somebody in her vicinity. She didn't have the knife to someone's throat. I mean, there was no immediate danger here whatsoever. It's just that this cop saw a knife and decided to act in a violent way towards the person who had the knife, even though that person wasn't engaged in anything that could have been dangerous. But that's not the only story. Because the police these days, I guess you can look at this and say, well, they're not discriminating against anyone anymore. They're giving everybody the equal police state, face in the dirt kind of treatment. As happened in Wyoming, Glen Rock, Associated Press says a 76-year-old Wyoming man shot with a taser by police while driving an antique tractor in a small town parade says it hurt, but he's okay. Retired truck driver Bud Gross of Glen Rock told the Associated Press in a phone interview that he has a heart condition but didn't require any medical attention. Investigators say police in Glen Rock used the taser on the man after he disobeyed orders. They say the tractor may have hit a car. Two officers were placed on paid leave and state agents are investigating. But the police chief says it doesn't appear that any policies were violated.
Yeah.
Gross wouldn't discuss specifics of the incident until he speaks to his attorney. And, of course, the police weren't saying much either at the time the story was written.
You know,
not a lot of detail there.
Let's say the tractor hit a parked car.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about a parade here.
Yeah.
And the man's on an antique tractor.
Right.
It just seems like the right way to go about that, instead of pulling the tractor over and in the middle of the parade and talking to the old guy and perhaps citing him for whatever he's doing, that perhaps one should have waited at the end of the parade.
That would have been tactful.
And, yeah. Talk to him there.
They don't have to use tact, though.
He probably couldn't have gotten away very far, very fast on an antique tractor.
Exactly.
Puffing along at 10 miles an hour.
I can just imagine the police. That's exactly what I was thinking, because I can just imagine the police demanding he get off the tractor, right? Because he's obviously on it. We're drawing our own conclusions here about the facts of the story, but how bad could it have been? Old man on a tractor, as you say, he's not exactly going to floor the gas and be able to get away. It's obvious who this man is. It's a small town.
You know where he's going
to go. Yeah, it's a small town, so people know who he is.
Yeah.
So,
what's he going to try to barrel through the local convenience store?
I don't know, but I'm imagining the police demanding he gets off the tractor and him saying, no, I'm in a parade right now. You can wait, Shunny. And then demanding again and him not getting off, being an ornery old man. You know, he's earned it. He's earned his damn tractor ride. He's 76 years old. He's paid taxes for however many years. He's earned the damn tractor ride, so he doesn't want to get off. And then they just zap him. Or whatever ended up happening. I mean, come on. This is totally inappropriate in this case.
You know what's funny? A lot of old people, and I bring up this example again, a lot of old people go to Disney World, and they probably have some of them who might get uppity or testy, because sometimes you get a little sketchy. Sometimes my dad never did, but you don't hear about lawsuits against Disney World for handling old people with tasers and giving them concussions.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tell your grandma to watch out next time the boys in blue are around. Hour 2's coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.